hello and welcome to another edition of Speaking of Schools. This weekly podcast comes to you from South Carolina's Department of Education, and we are pleased to be with you. And my name is Doug Keel. Today, having a conversation with Josh Bell, the Executive Director for Teach for America in South Carolina, and a second-year Teach for America core member. He is Brandon Johnson, a North Augusta native, and a teacher at a middle school in Mullins over in the PD section of the state. As I said earlier, we come to you from South Carolina's Department of Education and try to keep folks abreast of what's going on educationally in South Carolina. And we'll look today at Teach for America, the number of students served, and the numbers of teachers that are in South Carolina classrooms. So join us. The conversation with the Executive Director for Teach for America, South Carolina, and a second-year core member who teaches math in Mullins. That's coming up as we're speaking of schools. Each year we have an opportunity to catch up with folks from Teach for America, South Carolina. Of course, Teach for America nationwide has been around for 25 years. Hard to imagine that here in South Carolina, a fifth of that time, they've been serving students in South Carolina, students across the state, but most of them there in the PD region of South Carolina, in the area there down the what is known or has been known as the Corridor of Shame along I-95, also Colleton, Berkeley counties. Back with us again is the Executive Director of Teach for America South Carolina. He is Josh Bell, and we're going to be talking with Josh as well as one of the new core members from Teach for America who's with us, and it's Brandon Johnson. He teaches at Palmetto Middle School, and that's over in Mullins in the Marion County School District. And first of all, guys, I'd like to say hello. Welcome to Speaking of Schools. It's nice to have you aboard. Look forward to our conversation.
It's great to be here, Doug.
Let's talk just a little bit about the 5 years that you've been in South Carolina, Josh, being your fifth year. What are you most excited about as far as moving forward this year? I know you've got a lot of new core members. You've got over 60 new core members in the state and about 170 currently teaching. What are you most excited about right now?
Doug, there's so much to be excited about, and you'll know that even better as you talk to Brandon, who's one of our fantastic teachers here in South Carolina. Looking backward, we've been here since 2011, and we started with a really dynamic group of 30 first-year teachers that year, and now we have a core of more than 160 teachers serving in 14 school districts throughout a number of the counties that you've mentioned in the eastern part of the state, from Marlboro County all the way to Colleton and west to Orangeburg. And these teachers, in the midst of their two-year commitment, are working alongside not only veteran educators and hardworking, talented folks, but about 225 alumni of our program throughout the state. And the vast majority of those alumni who completed their initial two-year commitment are still working full-time in education. So it's really exciting to see the work that they are doing. Many of them still in the classroom, others working for education nonprofits or as principals. The really exciting thing actually has been seeing not only the growth of our core of teachers, but the rich diversity that has grown over the years as well. So this year, about 37% of our teachers come from a low-income background themselves, received a Pell Grant in college, as I did, and understand some of the challenges of poverty and the students that they serve. 22% have roots or ties here to South Carolina. And about one in four are the first in their families to graduate from college. And 20% of our teachers this year identify as people of color, because we know the inequities in our state's education system so disproportionately impact Black and Brown students. We believe it is critical to have racial diversity as a part of our core of leaders. So we're proud to see those increases as well over time.
Well, we're going to get into that a little bit more later on as we have our conversation today with folks from Teach for America, including the Executive Director, Josh Bell. Brandon Johnson is a sixth grade teacher over in Mullins in Marion County. And Brandon, we welcome you to Speaking of Schools. Nice to have you aboard. Tell us a little about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you go to school?
Oh, well, I'm really excited about being on with you all, Doug. I'm actually from North Augusta, South Carolina, which is in Aiken County. And I went to school at the University of South Carolina, graduated in 2014, and this is my second year now teaching with Teach for America in Mullen. And I graduated from North Augusta High School in North Augusta.
And that's great. It's nice to know that we've got some South Carolinians in this teacher corps that represents Teach for America. Josh, any idea right now about how many South Carolinians you might have in that 60 or so that came in this year, or that total number that you might have in Teach for America that are active presently?
Yeah, it's close to 30% are either from here or went to college here. And then, of course, it's a bonus when you get a great leader like Brandon, who is from the state, has pursued their college or career here in the state, and now has even more to add, I think, as a classroom teacher. So we've got goals that I'll tell you about later to grow that percentage even more.
Brandon, let's get back to you a little bit. I think this is the first time, as I've had Josh and a Teacher Corps member with me, the first time I've had an opportunity to talk to a South Carolina teacher or one of the teachers in Teach for America that's from South Carolina. How did you first hear about Teach for America? When was that, and how did you get into the teaching profession, or did you always want to be a teacher?
That's a good question. I actually never really wanted to get into the profession. My mom is actually a principal in South Carolina at Silver Bluff High School, and she was actually a middle school math teacher while I was in middle school. So she always pushed me to want to be a teacher. I just kind of went against the grain, didn't really want to do it. My first time hearing about Teach for America was when I was actually a senior in college in 2014. A friend of mine who was applying to the Corps told me that it was an opportunity that would be very fitting for me. He thought that I would have a lot of success being a teacher. I looked into the program and really just saw a lot of the impact that they've had across the nation, and looked at the vision, and I looked at how they really wanted that every child to have, every child can have a great education. And so I really reevaluated what I was doing after college. I was an athletic training major in college, and I was actually pursuing a graduate assistant position out of state. And actually hearing from my friend and doing a little bit of research, I just thought that I wanted to have more of an impact in South Carolina and really just show that, South Carolina is better than what some of the persona may be, or that we have great schools here in South Carolina, and that we have great students in South Carolina.
Being a South Carolinian, teaching in South Carolina, do your students relate to the fact that you're, even though you're on a different side of the state, different part of the state, that you're really kind of a homegrown teacher?
I really truly believe that. I really truly believe, even though I am from the other side of the state, that my students really understand that I am a South Carolinian just from my accent, the way that I speak to my students. And my students love the fact that I went to the University of South Carolina. Even if they're not a UST fan or they're a Clemson fan or another school in South Carolina, we still have that relationship that we can talk about, the football games or the basketball games or any sports, or just how good the schools are in South Carolina, not just the high schools or the middle schools, but the college itself.
It's great building those personal relationships with students, and certainly that gets you not only to first base, but might get you all the way around to home. Brandon, talk to us a little bit more about your decision to go into Teach for America. Once you filled out the application and everything, what were some of the first things that happened to you or happened with you?
Well, with the application process, it actually did take maybe about a month or so. We had a couple interviews over the phone, in-person interview where we actually had to teach a five-minute lesson and actually talk about some of the educational issues that are going on in the nation and in South Carolina. And after I was actually accepted and told where I would be placed, we were then sent to training in Atlanta. And we actually lived on Georgia Tech's campus for 5 weeks, and I taught in inner-city Atlanta at a high school. And that's where we actually received our training, a lot of workshops and a lot of sessions that really tried to help us prepare for our time when we're going into the classroom.
Indeed. Okay, Brandon Johnson, sixth grade math teacher, Palmetto Middle School in Mullins, over in one of the Marion County school districts. Back with Josh Bell, Josh, the executive director of Teach for America in South Carolina. Josh, you're going to be looking at cadre number 6 coming up pretty soon, and I guess we can just remind folks that they can go to a very excellent website that you have, which is tfa.org. Is that what we would look for?
It's teachforamerica.org. You're exactly right. And in addition to going there to be inspired and learn more about some incredible stories of impact and student success from great teachers like Brandon, you can also access our online application. And no matter whether a listener here in South Carolina wants to stay here or if someone wants to apply to teach in Memphis or Houston or Los Angeles, the application process is the same for everybody initially, and you can begin that process online. Between now and March 6th, which is our final application deadline for the upcoming school year, our sixth in the state, folks can learn about the different deadlines and when they would be notified of their acceptance in order to figure out what fits their plans best. We've had a growing number of career changers, military veterans, in addition to our homegrown recruitment initiatives. And so we want to make sure that we are spreading this message far beyond just college campuses.
Great. Okay. Good to know that and have that information. Once again, teachforamerica.org, and you can get a lot of great information there, a lot of your questions answered. And as Josh just said, find a lot of very compelling stories about successes that folks have had with Teach for America. You're serving over 7,000 students in South Carolina public schools at this particular point in time. Boy, you talk about impact. You folks have really had an impact. And my guess is that you've got a new initiative called Rise SC, and hopefully this initiative is going to help South Carolina's Teach for America cadre to have an even greater impact.
That's exactly right, Doug. Our Rise SC initiative is something that we launched in response to a challenge, as many great ideas are often born from. We realized that in spite of our recruitment efforts across the country, we simply could not find enough of the talented teachers that our district partners are asking us for. And quite frankly, we've got districts that we don't partner with who come to us requesting 5, 10, 15 new teachers each year that we're just not able to partner with them to provide. And so we realized that the answer actually lies within South Carolina, that just in the same way that we believe in the potential of students in our classrooms, we know that college students or career professionals here in our state have something you need to give. And so we're investing in recruitment in a number of different ways, including at some new college campuses where Teach for America has historically not had as much of a presence. But when we have partnered with those universities, we're seeing incredible students, interested students, want to learn more about Teach for America. So we're already seeing great returns on that. And we anticipate that in the next few years, this will not only help us grow the total number of teachers, but also the diversity that I mentioned earlier, the racial diversity of our teaching corps, and will also increase the likelihood that those individuals will not only begin their career here in South Carolina, but that they will continue leading inside and outside of education here in the long run. So we see a lot of benefit from it, and there's a lot of really exciting early returns on the investment that we're making in recruitment.
Well, and as you go through the website and see some of the support that you have from South Carolina corporations and national corporations, it's really exciting to see and very evident that there are a lot of folks that believe in what you're doing and believe very strongly in what Teach for America is doing in South Carolina and, of course, all over the country. Want to get with you a little bit more, Josh. We talked earlier about diversity in teaching. The question may be more around culturally responsive teaching. Well, what do you think culturally responsive teaching might embody, and how important is it for your core members and alumni to be more responsive to the cultural response that is involved in teaching?
Well, I personally, as a former teacher, believe that this is so critical, not just for Teach for America, but for all educators, to ask them difficult questions about whether the curriculum, whether the textbooks that we use, whether the books that we choose to read with students actually meet them where they are and help them tap into their incredible strengths and assets that they bring to the classroom every day. And so we're doing a number of things to support great teachers like Brandon. And Brandon, you might have some ideas here about how we can do this even better. But we are developing sessions and professional development that support all of our teachers in partnership with our national diversity and inclusiveness team. And we're also working really hard to ensure that this is woven into all of the content support that we provide. You know, so how to, in a mathematics class, how to think about economic development in your small rural community, and to do a project, you know, not about a hypothetical factory making widgets, but about what does Marion County need and how could Marion County further develop economically and what would the impact of that be, right? What are some of the challenges facing the youth in our country today, and how can we empower their leadership to take those challenges on? And, you know, you need to be able to communicate and compel people and solve problems that you see in the world. And that's really cultural responsiveness. It's the evolution of our teaching to make sure that it's meeting students where they are and really reaching their potential, as opposed to doing it perhaps the way that the educator themselves was taught.
Brandon, anything you'd like to add about culturally responsive teaching to what Josh has already said?
Yes, definitely. Like, I completely agree with exactly what Josh is saying. Like, I think that, like, Teach for America South Carolina is doing a very good job of, like, pushing towards that and trying to give us core members and teachers the resources that we need to get this done. But I also feel as though thinking about the way we speak to our students and the little things that, like, the type of words that we use to them and the language that we use to them and just the body language that we have with our students, not just in with the content, because I think all goes along with the culturally responsive teaching. Like, the simple structures of the way a classroom is set up and the way students are able to do things in the hallways and what type of conversations you are having with your students outside of the classroom, I think really goes into being a culturally responsive teacher, because it helps you develop the relationships with your students. And I also feel that, in my opinion, me being from South Carolina, being a South Carolinian, it's helped me to develop those relationships with my students, because I really feel as though I have a deeper connection with them because I know where they're from. I understand, like, what the weather is like in South Carolina, and, like, understanding about talking to them about what the weather is or talking to them about the different sports that are big in South Carolina. I just really feel that those are, like, really key points to culturally responsive teaching and building those relationships with our students.
Great response, Brandon. Brandon Johnson, a USC graduate, second-year core member of Teach for America in South Carolina, North Augusta native, and a teacher at Palmetto Middle School over in Mullins. Brandon, we're going to get back to you in just a second, but I did want to ask Josh if he's got a crystal ball there close by him and everything. What does he see, and what would he like to see for Teach for America in South Carolina? I'll say over the next short term, 3 to 5 years?
Well, first of all, Doug, you can see why I'm so inspired to support the wonderful leaders that we have when you hear from Brandon. It's just such a privilege to partner with districts to bring leaders to classrooms that need, you know, incredible and dynamic leadership. 3 to 5 years out, there are some really important challenges and opportunities that Teach for America can help our state address. One of them is growing the number of not just classroom teachers that we have, but also those who are leading in other areas, stepping up as principals or creating nonprofits that support students and their needs outside of the classroom, or moving into district leadership. We hear requests from districts for many things outside of just teaching, and so we need to evolve to grow the pipeline of talented people who are ready for those opportunities. The other really big thing is meeting the needs that we hear schools asking for, including STEM or computer science teachers, helping students who are growing up in the shadow of Volvo or Boeing actually have a chance at accessing those opportunities because they have had a competitive and rigorous education. And so getting more STEM teachers like Brandon who have the ability to help their students access new opportunities beyond their school experience. So those are a couple of the things that we believe that we can contribute to South Carolina in the next few years. And then our Rise SC initiative, I really believe that we will see a pipeline of individuals from South Carolina staying in South Carolina, and we'll be able to point to hundreds of leaders throughout our state and in our state's highest need communities leading because they got their start with Teach for America.
Well, if the past is indicative of the future, it is certain that you will make a great impact here in South Carolina as you continue to grow, starting now your fifth year in the Palmetto State. Accomplishments with the numbers of teachers that you have in the Corps that are making a difference every day for South Carolina students. Brandon, what I'd like to do now is put you on stage in front of a group of college, say, juniors, and you're on stage and you're talking to a group of college juniors and you're telling them about the value of looking at Teach for America as their next step in what they're going to be doing with their lives. Let's hear your best commercial.
Definitely. I really feel like Teach for America is a great organization that really has a vision and a mission that's truly rooted in trying to help students and trying to help all students, not just students of color, not just students of the majority or the minority. It's really all about trying to help all students. And it's not just trying to help all students in South Carolina, but it's by helping all students across the nation. Not only is it like you will be helping with an organization that's about helping the greater cause, but it's really giving you great leadership and skills that will help you not just in being a teacher, but in all across more fields and more careers. These, not only the two-year commitment is, I've learned so much in my 1 year that I learned almost in 4 years of college, just not being in the classroom, but in experience with students, and learning myself. And that's just what you would get skill-wise and being able to be a part of a bigger picture and being able to help people who are going to come next to us and really being a bridge builder for those individuals. But not just with that, but Teach for America is so large and it's so well-liked across the nation that the network is absolutely, like, incredible. I've had the opportunity to go and work for the summer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and that experience was absolutely incredible. Networked with so many individuals, found out about so many different educational opportunities across the nation and how people are doing things across the nation. So I really just feel like in Teach for America, you not only get to help somebody out and really get to be a bridge builder for people that are going to come around next to you, but it opens up options for you to work not just in education, but to work in all other career aspects. And not just even if you were to move into other career aspects, you still have had experience in teaching, which can help you to still be an ally to help education and to help students. So maybe if you aren't necessarily still working in a school, you still now have a network of people to speak to and resources to find out how to help your community or try to maybe help your neighbor that's around. Like, it just opens the doors for so many more experiences and skill sets for you to add on to your into yourself. Not just, I wouldn't say your resume, but to really just help you be a better person and to really help out your community or the nation.
Well, I think you're going to get a standing ovation and probably some volunteers right there before you leave that stage. Brandon Johnson, sixth grade math teacher, Palmetto Middle School in Mullins, and he's been with us today on Speaking of Schools as we've been talking about Teach for America. Josh Bell, executive director, how about some closing comments from you? I know we've left out some things. You're doing so very, very much, but give us some closing comments here as we end this conversation and this particular edition of Speaking of Schools.
Well, the opportunity before us is just so incredible. One could look at some of the recent results about our state's ACT scores and how few, you know, as few as 1 in 9 students being juniors, being college ready at state, and have incredible dismay about where we are. But I actually look around at the assets, not only in our state, but around the country, where schools and communities are providing fundamentally different opportunities for young people than we are in so many instances in South Carolina. And that gives me a lot of hope. It gives me a lot of urgency, because for my own child and for all of us who care about young people, we can't wait another day to get better. And so 5 years in, with incredible leaders like Brandon, who's committed to do the work that we do, I really believe that we've got momentum and we've got wonderful partners and supporters who want to see a different reality for children in South Carolina. And now is the time to seize that moment.
Well, from an outsider looking in for the past 5 years that you've been, I can certainly, every time I talk to you, find that things are changing, things are growing, and the most very positive things that you're doing here in the Palmetto State for children that are under the auspices of the Teach for America Corps members. Josh, thanks very much. Josh Bell, Executive Director, Teach for America, South Carolina. Also, Brandon Johnson, math teacher at Palmetto Middle School in Mullins. We appreciate both of you being with us today on Speaking of Schools.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, thank you very much.
And that'll do it for Speaking of Schools for this week. Our appreciation to Josh Bell, Executive Director, Teach for America in South Carolina, Brandon Johnson, a North Augusta native, a Teach for America Corps member in his second year of teaching. He is at a middle school in Mullins where he teaches mathematics, and we certainly enjoyed talking with both of them and hope that you were enlightened as to Teach for America and South Carolina's successes that they have had, and also maybe found it a little bit appealing to look at Teach for America as a career choice. Speaking of Schools is from South Carolina's Department of Education and is a weekly feature here on this podcast. You can find us on this website each week. We hope that you can be with us again and stay with us each week for the latest on education news in South Carolina. My name is Doug Keel, and I thank you for the pleasure of your company and invite you to join us again next week when we'll be speaking of schools.